What's happening with our laws? What's been passed? What's pending? How do they affect you? Tune into You and the Law for legal information you can use.
Jamaica's improved ranking by 16 places on the 2015 Corruption Perceptions Index CPI has been credited to the country's robust legislative program. Stay with us for the next few minutes to hear more on today's edition of You and the Law. Glad you could join us. I'm Andrew James Sawyers. Jamaica has moved up 16 places in the 2015 Corruption Perceptions Index CPI, placing it at 69 out of 168 countries. The nation was ranked 85 out of 175 countries in 2014. The Ministry of Justice says Jamaica's latest ranking shows the progress being made in combating corruption. Jamaica's improved ranking is attributed to the enactment of legislation which promotes good governance and strengthens rule of law, transparency, and accountability. These include the Integrity Commission Bill, the Law Reform Fraudulent Transactions Special Provisions Act 2013, the Criminal Justice Suppression of Criminal Organizations Act 2014, the Representation of the People Act, the Proceeds of Crime Amendment Act 2013, and the Financial Investigations Division Amendment Act 2013. The Integrity Commission Bill, introduced in Parliament in December 2014, seeks to make arrangements for ensuring high standards of ethical conduct among parliamentarians, public officials, and other persons more effective. The legislation will also establish a single anti-corruption agency from the merger of the Commission for the Prevention of Corruption, Parliamentary Integrity of Members Commission, and the Office of the Contractor General.
The intention here is to afford a more coordinated approach and ensure the more efficient and effective use of scarce resources and building the necessary capacity and expertise to investigate and prosecute acts of corruption.
Justice Minister Senator Mark Golding. The new consolidated commission will have the support of investigative resources and other audit and forensic capabilities through the Major Organized Crime and Anti-Corruption Agency, MOCA. The Joint Select Committee's report has now been finalized and will facilitate the smooth passage of the legislation. The passing of the Law Reform Fraudulent Transactions Special Provisions Act 2013, commonly referred to as the Lotto Scam legislation, created a raft of specific new offenses designed to tackle various aspects of the crime and safeguard the business process outsourcing industry.
It has been a tool that has been very effectively operationalized by the Anti-Lottery Scam Task Force and has been a precursor to the Major Organized Crime and Anti-Corruption Task Force, MOCA.
The Criminal Justice Suppression of Criminal Organizations Act 2014, also known as the anti-gang legislation, provides a set of tailor-made legal provisions to enable law enforcement to disrupt and curb criminal organizations in the country.
The Act has provided our police force with its first tailor-made legal tool for combating organized crime, and it is already beginning to show results.
The Representation of the People Act has been amended by two pieces of legislation in 2014 and 2016. Firstly, to provide for the registration and regulation of the funding of political parties, and secondly, to regulate election campaign financing. The Proceeds of Crime Amendment Act 2013, which prohibits cash transactions of over $1 million unless done through the regulated financial system, is an important measure to reduce the use of cash for money laundering and tax evasion in the Jamaican economy.
The Act also provides for the designation of subsectors of the economy that pose particular risks in relation to money laundering, so that they have to comply with basic anti-money laundering procedures.
And the Financial Investigations Division Amendment Act 2013 has strengthened the capacity of the Financial Investigations Division FID to share with and receive information from other domestic and international bodies combating financial crimes. We've come to the end of this week's program. Join us again next time on this station for another edition of You and the Law. I'm Andrew James Sawyers with studio engineer Joel Samuels. Take care.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.